Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's go over those numbers real quick, and then we'll get back to your phone calls, at least for Jared Goff. So I mentioned it. I mean, wouldn't we all agree the most important question is your guy talented enough to win a Super Bowl? And can you do it? Can you build the requisite team around him given the percentage of the cap he takes up? I mean, this is the core of the issue. If you have Patrick Mahomes, you can pay him more because he doesn't need as much around him. I mean, you can pay him the least amount you can and build the strongest team you can around him, but you probably have a threshold where you're like, because he's elite, you can go higher in terms of percentage of the cap. This coming season, the final year of Jared Goff's previous deal, he's going to get paid. Well, he's going to be a $32.3 million cap hit. That's 12.65% of the cap. I think we can say with a reasonable degree of certainty that they can win a Super Bowl with Goff taking up 12.65% of the cap. Correct?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this coming season, we're comfortable with that, a 32.2 million, 12.65% of the cap hit. Moving forward, if we give it a full average annual value, counting each year against the cap, $53 million, which it probably doesn't. We'll have to see those final numbers.
Yeah, I wonder if the signing bonus and guaranteed money that gets spread out even towards this year, does that change this year's cap number at all?
And then there's going to be voidable. There's an option year on the end, although it doesn't say whose option. Tom Pelissero said the last year is a option year. We'll see what that means. But if it's $53 million and the cap goes up for 2025, an average of the last couple of years, 13.75%, that'll bump the cap up to $290.5 million, and Goff's $53 million cap hit will take up 18.24% of the cap, so almost 6% more. That is a difference of a player like Frank Ragnow. So that first year could be interesting. But again, throughout the course of the contract, with a 13.75 million cap increase every year, it goes from 18.24% of the cap when he's 31 to 16% of the cap when he's 32 to 14% of the cap when he's 33 and 12.4% of the cap when he's 34. Now, what does that mean? Well, it probably doesn't mean anything until we see the yearly cap hit breakdown, but that's on average at $53 million. It's not an exorbitant amount of money percentage against the cap when you compare him to other quarterbacks like Burrow.
Burrow's the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Yes.
Goff is number two.
Yes. Now, is Goff the same player as Joe Burrow? Kang, you actually did some deep dive into that. And what did you come up with?
I came up with, like, I'm not saying Jared Goff is better than Joe Burrow, but the gap isn't as big, I think, what most people would think or have you believe. The thing is that Joe Burrow has over Goff for sure, that we all know for factual reasons, is that he's younger, right? But he's not some young buck. He's 27 years old.
I was just going to say, he ain't that much.
He came in the league already older. He had to transfer while he was in college. So the age gap between the two is 2 years, okay? In the last 7 years, Jared Goff has missed 4 games. And I'm not including the rookie year where he didn't start, you know, in the beginning, right? Joe Burrow has missed 13 games in his first 4 years in the league. They actually have the exact same winning percentage right now in their career of 569. Their touchdown interception ratio is very, very similar. Joe Burrow, a little better on the touchdowns. The interception rate, virtually exactly the same. Passer rating, Jared Goff, 93.6. Joe Burrow, 98.6. Burrow, edge. But the QBR the last 2 years for Burrow, 60.8, 51.6. Jared Goff, 63.3, 60.3. Jared Goff, better. Jared Goff, 3 Pro Bowls. Joe Burrow, 1. Both have a Super Bowl appearance. The gap isn't that big. And if you want to go back to, like I said, Joe Burrow's younger, so he's a higher ceiling. Only 2 year age difference. And did you know Jared Goff's first 4 years in the league, statistically, he was better than Joe Burrow. So my point is, though, this is a great deal for the Lions. He's making less than Joe Burrow, and he's not the gap isn't that huge. I think this is a win-win for all parties aside. I think Brad Holmes, like you said earlier, Doug, he's planning for the future. He knows he put this money out there knowing that what he has to do in the future with Aleem McNeil, Taylor Decker, possible free agents, possible rookies that have to re-sign. I love this deal for everybody, and Jared Goff earned this.
All right, 248-539-9797. I mean, we all approve in this studio. The percentage of people that have voted and approved, it is 86.5% on Twitter. Do you approve? If so, why? If not, why not? Demetrius, you are next. What's up, Demetrius?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Hey, I do something very difficult. I got to set my silver cornbread and my blue Kool-Aid aside for a minute.
Okay.
And try and talk logic, reasoning, and Gator's favorite topic, math.
Right? Oh boy.
So if you do it this way, take the 32 and add it to the 212, it's 5 years, 244. First of all, Doug's right. It's about percentage of the cap. But if you think about this contract as 5 years, 244, you're talking 48.5 AAV. And now you're not comparing him to Joe Burrow. You're comparing him to Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray. Right. It's a whole different narrative if you look at it that way. But Kang just trumped me. Because Burrow comparison really isn't that bad. But I think that if you want to control the narrative, the 13% that are upset, if it was 48.8, would they be upset?
Okay, because we I see what you've done here. You've taken this coming season where he's probably pretty grossly underpaid and woven it into the next 5 years of Jared Goff. We are getting him at a discount on average over the next 5 years because he is so woefully underpaid the first year.
Correct. Hmm. If you present it that way, it's a whole different narrative. And I think the 13% just boils down to about the 3% of guys who, you know, they're just that guy.
Yeah.
That dude who's never going to be. I love it. Obviously, I'm a bread and Kool-Aid guy. I loved it the minute I heard it. So I think it's a great deal, like Kang said, and now after Kang just told me, I got to go eat some cornbread and Kool-Aid.
I'm super excited. Demetrius, interesting way to look at it. And yeah, that maybe helps some people.
Well, here's something else. And you talk about needing people around you. Like, look, we think that Goff definitely benefits from having better players around him. What's Joe Burrow going to look like without T. Higgins or without another receiver that he's got, without Joe Mixon at running back? What's he going to look like? Is he going to take a step back? He only played 10 games last year because he was hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want this to turn to a trashing Joe Burrow segment, but it's about the comparison because Joe Burrow is the standard based on what he gets paid. He's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And I don't think anybody would complain about what he's getting paid because, oh, it's Joe Burrow. You automatically think, yeah, he went to a Super Bowl a few years ago, and it's Cincinnati is a really good team. Well, the Lions are a really good team and almost got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So now they just paid their guy. And I'm not sure that I'm actually pleasantly surprised that people don't have as much of an issue with this as I thought they might today.
248-539-9797. Don is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Don.
Hello, this is Don from Detroit.
Hi, Don.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead, Don. Don, are you there? All right, we're going to put Don on hold and come back to him. Don is in Howell and next. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So this is what I'm thinking. Last year when Jared Goff's camp was probably, you know, they were thinking about doing this extension. I think Brad Holmes' side, I think the Lions' side wanted to get this done last year. And I'll bet you Jared Goff's group said, you know what? If I wait, am I going to make any less than what I would sign for right now? And if I play very well next season, won't I be in for a good payday? So what do I have to lose to wait one more year to renegotiate or negotiate my contract?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he would have signed last year, let's just say, I think Brad Holmes wanted to get it done last year, and Jared Goff's camp was probably like, okay, we're just gonna wait and see how things play out, because there's no money to be lost, right? There's only money to be gained, really.
Well, I'm sure that they would have wanted to get the deal done last year if they thought they could get it at a big discount. I think you would have to think in the back of their minds, you're like, well, what's, we haven't made the playoffs yet. Let's see what happens. And then they make the playoffs. And then, all right, let's see how he plays. And he plays really well in the three games. And that kind of solidifies it.
But it's like, sure, now we're going to be in the running for that 50-plus money. But why would we settle now? Because if we went ahead and settled for something in the 40s, I don't have a chance to make any more money. And this is really his last big contract, right? So you're going to try and maximize, and I'm sure his group wants to do it too. They're doing the best by him. So I think Brad Holmes, of course, wanted to get it done. I don't think it was a matter of, we're going to get these guys done before we do Jared. I think they said, no, we're not ready to talk just yet.
Is there anything that leads you to believe that?
I just feel like I would have locked up Jared Goff first and foremost, because I would have got him at a discount. I probably knew I was already going to make Amon-Ra and Panay the highest paid when I was going to sign them anyway. I could have signed him for in the mid-40s, and we would have been laughing all the way to the bank. And they're like, no, we're gonna wait, because we're not going to lose any money if we wait a year to negotiate. It's only have a chance to go up, and it could go up significantly if we win a couple playoff games, right?
That's the thing, is you would have done it before they'd won the division and before they won both playoff games. And I'm not sure how ready the Lions were to do that. I mean, Jansen said he would have done it after last year as well, when they went 9-8. And look, this is a pretty golf friendly space, but I don't think anybody here would have done that.
I would not have. Now, in hindsight, if you told me that you could have gotten him at 45, and you would have saved $8 million a year, would I have? I certainly would have given a lot more thought.
Okay, so if you knew after the 9-8 season that Goff would accept $45 million a year over a four-year extension, you would have done it?
No, I'm saying about last year during the season. Well, I suppose it's the same type of thing.
I think
that's logical.
Wow.
If you think again, well, because if you think this is the guy, and you see where things are going, but and you know where the cap is going to be.
At that point, he'd given us half a good season.
No, at that point, he'd given us a season and a half a good season. Remember, it was the last six or seven games of the first year when they won three games that he was really good. Then it was all of the season of 2022.
You might be right on that. I just don't know that I would have done it before they won the division and won the playoff.
To me, it doesn't even matter now because he's here. What's interesting is that I think that the caller said something about, you know, the waiting and waiting and waiting on this. And it may just end up coming down to the logistics of when he actually was going to sign the deal. You know, when he had St. Brown and Penei Sewell right away on the night of the draft signing, and everybody's like, well, what's going on with Goff? Oh, nothing's imminent. Uh-oh. Maybe it just came down to logistics. Like, hey, man, I got a lot on my plate right now. We'll get it done. But I got, you know, this stuff to do and this stuff to do. I'm not terribly concerned about it. You know, we will get it done the next couple
weeks. If you signed him after last year, it would have cost you free agents in the offseason. Well, if he did an extension 2 years out, I don't know. I guess it is all water under the bridge at this point. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.